We got a special guest from the Department of Natural Resources, wildlife biologist and specialist for cougars, bears, and wolves. Is that correct? Did I say it right, Kevin?
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
I covered all the bases. I appreciate it. Kevin Swanson from the DNR on the phone with us. I really wanted to talk to you about predators and especially bears today, because it's kind of a big meeting happening tomorrow in St. Ignace. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is a big meeting. We hold it yearly with members of our bear forum, and of course it's open to the public as well. But there's about 17 different individuals that are either non-affiliated or members of groups that represent certain groups, such as Safari Club International or UP Bear Houndsman Association and other such sportsmen's clubs.
And tell us what's going to happen tomorrow at this meeting. It's in St. Ignace. Is this something that has a lot to do with setting policy moving forward at this point?
It does, yeah. And of course, 2016 is considered an off year, so the quotas that we set and the desired harvest that we set in 2015 will most likely carry through next year. But we're beginning the process now to talk about regulatory issues and any changes that might need to be made. We're looking at the harvest statistics. We just released our preliminary harvest for 2015 for black bear. So those are interesting statistics, and we look at success rates. We'll have Dean Beyer there, who's one of our researchers that'll be talking about the predator prey study and the impacts of bear on neonates or fawns.
Can you enlighten us at all at this point about that? Is there anything you can say about that?
Yeah, well, generally, from the data, it shows that bears are more of a factor on fawns in the moderate snowfall zone than they were in the low snowfall zone. That could be because there's just more bear in the Amasa BMU where the current study is being carried out versus the Kearney unit, which was in the low snowfall zone where the study was carried out for three subsequent years. So I think the data is still preliminary. Dean Beyer will be talking about that tomorrow, but I think it's fair to say that the cumulative impact of all of our predators in the UP, you know, it's obvious on deer.
So what's your thought about black bears and their specific impact?
Well, if you compare black bear, of course, to coyotes, it's much, much less, of course, because you have to look at the sheer number of animals throughout the UP and what kind of impact that they have. Black bear normally take fawns just during that first couple of weeks or the first month of the fawn's life, because black bears are really not agile predators like wolves and coyotes are. But they certainly get some fawns. So, and with deer densities being so low right now in the Upper Peninsula, I don't think many people would say that they're not concerned about that. But if you compare black bear to coyotes, the comparison is pretty stark difference between the two.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty to continue talking to Kevin Swanson about from the DNR. He is a wildlife biologist specializing in bear, wolves, and cougars. And we're going to talk more about the effects of black bears versus other predators on white-tailed deer. So stick around for that, as well as specific results from this past year's black bear season. So stay tuned for part two right here on The Outdoor Show.